Well, as 2016 winds down, a lot of Americans are trying to figure out which charities to support. It can be a tough decision when there are so many competing needs. Amy Costello spends a lot of time thinking about this. She's the founder and managing editor of Tiny Spark, a podcast that reports on philanthropy and nonprofits. Amy, welcome back.
Great to be here, Peter.
Where are people giving these days?
I would say, you know, people are giving generally where they always have. About a third of charitable giving every year in the United States tends to go to religious institutions. About 16% to education, you know, universities and all of that. And, you know, the next biggest chunk of money goes to human services, so things that are helping people in need. But, you know, the thing that has struck me most about this sector is the fact that I interviewed one guy who headed up Charity Navigator, which is the, you know, largest charity evaluator in the country. And he said that 85% of the money flowing through the nonprofit sector goes to about 1% of the nation's charities. And what that means is that the vast majority of small nonprofits doing good work in this country, working on the ground in the communities where your listeners live, have a very hard time attracting donor dollars. And so another thing to think about is there a nonprofit right in your neighborhood that you think is doing good work? Chances are they really need your money and that most of those dollars are going to more well-known national organizations like the Red Cross and others.
There's another thing in the business called effective altruism, and that's where people try to give to a cause that's going to do the most good that it possibly can. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of us, when we're going to write a check to a charitable cause, you want to know, you know, how much impact is this going to have? And can my dollar do the most good with certain organizations or other ones? And effective altruism basically says your dollar can go farthest if it is given to a cause in a developing nation, to children who are hungry, to children living in poverty in Africa or Latin America. That will do much more good than donating to a U.S. cause, such as maybe a homeless shelter here in Detroit, because your dollar just simply doesn't go as far there. And the people aren't really as in need as maybe a hungry child in Malawi.
And what about this idea that just a little bit of money can go a long way? Not everybody can afford a big gift around the holidays. Do you have some examples of what just a few bucks can do if it goes to the right place? I'm thinking a couple dollars might buy a mosquito net to stop malaria.
Yeah. And, you know, for those who are interested in giving abroad, I have interviewed on my program a guy who from an organization called The Life You Can Save, and it's thelifeyoucansave.org. And they've actually vetted a number of charities that work abroad, where for really a very small amount of money, you can have cataracts removed from someone's eyes. You can get, you know, eyeglasses to them. You can provide nutritional supplements, you know, things of that nature. So very high impact, low cost initiatives through charities that have been through some kind of vetting process. Mm. And then for those who are interested in giving domestically, there are some sites that review charities such as Charity Navigator. But the problem with those kinds of sites is that they don't measure impact. So you can hear about their financials, their transparency, but very difficult on a site like Charity Navigator to determine whether that, you know, agency is actually effective in the work that they do. Another one is GiveWell. They also vet a number of charities and rate them on their effectiveness. And another one, finally, I'll just throw in there is GiveDirectly, which has gotten a lot of play for giving cash directly to the poor and letting them decide what to do with it.
Yeah, you pose a question in one of your podcasts. You actually suggest asking for people who might be concerned about whether or not their money is going to the right place. You suggest they ask, what would happen in your community if you went out of business tomorrow? You think people should actually do that? That's helpful.
Yeah, I think one of the guests I interviewed said that that's a very useful question to ask a nonprofit. And I think what that says is how meaningful are they really in the lives of the people that they're trying to help? And so a good sign of an organization is one that is working in very close partnership with the community, tackling problems that the community itself has identified as something that they want to tackle.
And where do we stand on transparency? Lots of concerns about whether or not that money's being spent well. What can people do to vet the charities that they're giving to?
You know, transparency is one thing that the organization Charity Navigator does rate charities on as to whether they are transparent with their financials and how they're spending their money. But even then, there is great debate within the nonprofit sector about whether overhead, for instance, is a meaningful way to judge a nonprofit. Lots of donors say, oh, I don't want a charity to have a lot of high overhead. I don't want them to pay executives a lot of money. I don't want to pay for new computer systems. But in fact, many very well-run charities do have high overhead. And the more important question to ask is, are they having the impact that they say that they're having? And that overhead shouldn't necessarily be a meaningful way to evaluate an organization.
All right. Something to think about on this Thanksgiving. Amy Costello, founder and managing editor of the podcast Tiny Spark. Amy, thank you. Happy holidays.
You too, Peter.